Star Wars 7x7 episode 3233. I listened to the Disney second quarter fiscal 2023 investor call so you wouldn't have to. And I've got details to share about what it means for the production of Star Wars content going forward. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So we'll start by flagging something that Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, and Christine McCarthy, the CFO of Disney, talked about in the investor call, which basically very directly states something that they've been hinting around at and that we've been talking about here on the podcast for the last couple of months. The way Iger put it, he said that they're going to be rationalizing the amount of content, which is a very corporate speak way of saying what Christine McCarthy said a little bit later. She said that they are going to be reducing the volume of content that they produce for Disney+. Additionally, they're going to be looking at the costs associated with productions for things that are added to Disney+. And you hear that sort of thing, and your mind goes to the cost to, say, produce a season of The Mandalorian versus what it costs to produce a season of Andor, and it makes you think, oh yeah, well, shows like Andor are going to be fewer and farther between in the future based on what we're hearing. Related to that, as a second takeaway, Bob Iger talked about how they're going to get more surgical with the content that they choose, and they are particularly focused on content that drives subscriber growth for Disney+. So we obviously have no numbers about what drives subscriber growth as far as shows that appear on Disney+ for Lucasfilm, but if you were to consider the Nielsen ratings as a plausible substitute for things that drive subscriber growth, then yes, something like the Andor series would probably not drive subscriber growth in the same way that something like The Mandalorian has. And to build on that, another one of the things that Bob Iger said is that when they add theatrically released movies onto Disney+, that is when they see significant bumps in subscriber rates. So movie releases being added to Disney+ are going to be more significantly important to them going forward, which kind of explains what happened at Star Wars Celebration Europe. As you may recall, they did not announce any new live-action shows at Celebration last month, but they did announce 3 new theatrical releases. So with all of that, you can see kind of how the battleship is turning in that regard, because there haven't been any new Star Wars movies since 2019, and there won't be one for another 2 years plus at the very earliest. Now, they also talked about how when they launched Disney+, they needed to have a ton of new content in there to really demonstrate the value of the service. Now they've established it in the marketplace and they're all focused on the cost situation of things. And so that's another reason why they're slowing things down, but it's also a reason why they've talked about content curation for the first time. So yes, they, like other services, are now starting to talk about pulling TV shows, other movies and whatnot off of Disney+. They're actually going to take impairment charges according to the presentation, so that way they get deductions off of their income statements and whatnot. But they're going to start removing content from Disney+. We have no idea whether this includes Star Wars content as of yet, but it's an evaluation that they're starting to make, and they say they're going to be completed with that in the fall. Then, in another demonstration of how they're looking at Disney Plus for driving revenue in the company, they talked about how they are currently considering an increase to the ad-free tier of Disney Plus, with the idea that they are going to drive more people into the ad-supported tier of Disney Plus, because they are realizing that the amount of money that they can make on digital advertising, what advertisers are willing to pay to get involved with Disney Plus, is significantly higher than they had initially expected. And so they can drive more revenue per user if they get more people in the ad-supported tier of Disney Plus. And so it kind of behooves them to make the ad-free tier expensive enough that it's A, either equivalent to what they would be getting on the ad-supported tier, or B, just make the ad-free tier unattractive enough to drive people down into that ad-supported tier that's more valuable to them. And finally, the writer's strike did get checked a couple of times, very briefly, in mentions of things like, oh yeah, you know, this performance, you know, may not account for how long or how, you know, short the writer's strike is, for example. And there was also a question about the use of AI, to which Bob Iger talked about bringing benefits to customer service, but saying that it would be tough for their intellectual property side of things and that he wasn't prepared to go any further into that. It's interesting because AI is a particular point of contention in the negotiations between the writers and the studios. So I imagine that's why he didn't want to dive particularly deep into the IP side of that topic. And so that is what is useful to know out of the Disney investor call that may affect Star Wars storytelling that we get in movies and live action and animation and streaming on Disney Plus in the future. And that is what I've got for you on today's episode of the show. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.